gmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. We pray that you are off to a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday, and that God has ordered your steps and directed your path. We want to thank you for making time for your spiritual well-being by tuning into the Refresh radio program today. We're looking at spiritual truths from God's Word, and that's never going to be a bad thing for you. So make sure that you feed your spirit. So Wyrick Air is one of the reasons why we have been able to be on WMIE here for almost 9 years now. They are based in Rockledge, Florida. 321-632-9538 is their phone number, 321-632-9538. They have been in business here locally for over 4 decades, and they provide professional sales, services, and repairs, not just in electrical issues, but also air conditioning and heating. And I don't think we're going to be needing the heat too much more for the next few months, but air conditioning, you may need their services. And, you know, with our lightning storms and things like that, you may have electrical issues that you need to address as well. They work in residential and commercial settings. They will provide emergency service when necessary, and they always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So all of those other people that you don't know where they come from, you don't know how they're going to treat you, if they're going to treat you fair, or if they're going to just be a fly-by-night company. Listen, you don't stay in business for over 4 decades by taking advantage of people. You stay in business for over 4 decades by providing them great service at a great value. So write this number down so you can call them when you have a need. 321-632-9538. That's W-E-I-R-I-C-H Air. 321-632-9538. And as always, if you tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, that would be greatly appreciated. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and we are all thankful for our mothers. Unfortunately, I don't get to see my mother anymore. She passed away a few years ago. So if your mother is still around, please do yourself a favor and honor your father and your mother, and this week especially honor your mother, because you don't really understand all of the things that she went through for you. And it is a privilege to be able to reach out and say, hey, Mom, I love you. When my mom was alive, she wanted me to call her 5 days a week. I got a pass on Sunday, I got a pass on Wednesday, and it was because our church schedules conflicted. So it was a little difficult to get in touch with one another. We'd still call occasionally on one of those things. But it was a couple of months after she had passed away, and I can still remember it was a Sunday night. It was probably Easter, because we only canceled services. Actually, it might not have been that. That was the year COVID broke out, so we weren't doing Sunday night services. But it was a Sunday night, and I was walking through, and something hit me, and it's like, you know, I ought to call Mom. And just as soon as I said that, I realized, you know, I don't get to call her anymore. She won't answer the phone. Well, ladies, we want to honor you. Mother's Day is coming up in just 4 days, and we have a special guest speaker. Her name is Judy Cotagnola. She is going to be bringing a powerful word. She will challenge you, encourage you, motivate you. She is a powerful, powerful speaker. She works in the district office. She's the assistant to the Women's Ministries Director, and we are looking forward to her coming to Merit Assembly God for the first time as a speaker. She was there at my daughter's wedding. She's been there for women's ministry events, and this time she is coming to bring the Word of God, and we are looking forward to what is going to take place on this Sunday morning at 10:30. You won't want to miss it. Let's go back to Isaiah 45 this morning. Isaiah 45, and verse number 14 is where we are going to be, and it says there, "Thus says the Lord." Now, when it says, "Thus says the Lord," it's not an opinion, it's a fact. The Ten Commandments are not 10 suggestions. They are, in fact, commandments. When God speaks, you and I should be paying attention. You know, the old commercial, well, my broker is E.F. Hutton, and E.F. Hutton says, and then all of a sudden everybody in the room would go silent because everybody wanted to know what E.F. Hutton said. Wouldn't it be great if we were concerned what God had to say? And so that's why we're here, that's why you're here, is because you're looking for the truth of what God has to say. So today we're going to look at the first spiritual truth that I've got it labeled spiritual truth one, spiritual truth two, and spiritual truth number three, all frame of Isaiah, the 45th chapter. Doesn't mean that the other things that we've talked about are not spiritual truths. They're just not labeled truly. They're not labeled surely. There's not that emphasis there. And so we're just kind of touching on some of these other things, these other truths, so that we can focus with greater understanding on the things that God said. Pay attention to this. You don't want to miss this. I don't want you to miss this. So I don't know. Have you ever had a teacher that wanted you to experience the blessing more than you wanted to experience the blessing? Because that really is where God is. When the Bible says that God is jealous for you, it does not mean that he operates in jealousy the way the world operates in jealousy, where we get jealous from a carnal aspect when somebody makes a decision that is depriving of us. And so we get jealous if they put their attention one way or the other, and we get left out. God operates from the reality of being a jealous God, because he is jealous for us, because he knows that his blessings are greater than any other blessings. So let's look at verse number 14. "Thus says the Lord, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Cush and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over to you, and they shall be yours. They shall walk behind you. They shall come over in chains, and they shall bow down to you. They will make supplication to you, saying, surely God is in you, and there is no other. There is no other God." So that's the one verse we're going to read. We'll see how far we get. We may move on to spiritual truth number two after that. What God has said here, if you've been listening to Cyrus, Cyrus was the one that was going to release the Jews that were taken into captivity by Babylon. He had conquered Babylon, and now he was going to go, but he was sending them back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city, to rebuild the temple, to rebuild the walls. And he didn't do it for a reward. He did it just because God told him to. This is a prophecy that is given decades before he was even going to be born. So God knows what his plans are for you. By the way, you are not excluded. Just as God had a plan for Cyrus, God has a plan for you. He had a plan for you before the foundation of the world, before he put the sun in the sky, before he put the earth underneath your feet, or as what we were laughing about when we came on the air, before he put the air in the atmosphere for us to be able to live, to be able to have this vehicle that we use to communicate the gospel, before we were equipped to do any of that, he said, "I know the plans that I have for you. I know why I'm creating you." If you are wandering around aimlessly, then you need to get into a relationship with God, a covenant relationship with God, not a convenient relationship, but a covenant relationship with God, where you can find out, God, what do you have as a purpose for me? God, what have you spoken over my life? There's a great line in a song. I've heard it in two different songs that I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus over my body. I speak Jesus over my family. I don't have all of the various things that the song talks about, but it's a great worship song that talks about the benefits of speaking Jesus. Guys, I will tell you, as much as we honor ladies, and we do, it's very important for men to be in a personal, vibrant relationship with God. And if you are, then you're going to be able to be in a position where you are not putting people down, you are building them up. You are going to be speaking salvation. You are going to speak freedom. You are going to speak healing over them. You're going to be speaking Jesus and the entire entourage that comes along with him. So Cyrus goes and does what God says, and he says, you've done it without reward, and so let me tell you what I'm going to do for you. I had a person here, and they recently, and they said, you should be doing this, and they were talking about something, and my response was this. I said, you know, that's probably true. You know, that is one business model. I said, but do you realize that Merit Assembly of God is blessed to be a blessing? And let me tell you what has happened because of the fact that we choose to be a blessing. God takes the blessings that we had, and we use those blessings to bless others, and God has brought even greater blessings upon us. God has the ability to bless us greater than anything that man can do. And so I will tell you that even though that is our missional statement, it doesn't mean that there are not opportunities where we have to grow in that area. There are. Recently, there was a situation that came about, and God spoke to me and said, I want you to be a blessing in this situation. And I paused. By the way, in case you tuned in to hear a perfect preacher, you tuned into the wrong radio program. I'm here to tell you that we are all growing in our relationship with God. And I paused, and we had a brief discussion, and God and I did, about this particular blessing. And this is what God said. Do you think you deserved all of the blessings that I've brought into your life? And it's like, no, I didn't deserve all of the blessings. Yes, sir, I will respond according to your plan. I will respond, and I will be a blessing. Now, here's the thing. Just as Cyrus was a blessing to the people of Judah when he sent them back to Jerusalem, and God had a reward that was greater than he could have provided for himself, if you will respond, God will reward you greater than you could. Don't put a price tag on God. If God's going to, how do I want to say this? God's better at establishing the value in your life than you are. You know, you hear stories all the time about people who went to a yard sale or an estate sale, and they bought something that somebody had put a price on. only to go out and find an expert that said, oh, no, it's worth about $1 million or something like that, and they bought it for, you know, $47.50 at a yard sale or a thrift store. God is better at establishing value and reward and blessing than you are, and better than Cyrus was. He said, so the merchandise of Egypt and the people from other lands, they're going to end up coming over to you. They're going to be walking behind you. That means they were going to be conquered. They shall come over in chains. They shall bow down to you, and they will make supplication to you, saying, surely God is in you. Surely God is in you. Now, there's a spiritual truth that needs to be manifest in all of our churches, and that is this, that the presence of God is in the house. When you go throughout the community, there ought to be people that recognize that it's the presence of God that made a difference in your life. We had a person that they just moved out of the area, and they had operated a Bible school in another country. And they said they were walking through the grocery store one time, and a person came up and said, you're a Christian, aren't you? In the grocery store. Now, I don't know how big the grocery stores were there. I remember some neighborhood grocery stores back when I was growing up, and they weren't much larger than a convenience store. They didn't have gasoline, but they had all of the basics and all of the essentials, and you could get S&H green stamps too. I just remember some of those stores, and I worked in some supermarkets. They were probably twice that size, not near the size of a super center box store now, but you know, there were, that was the size of the stores that I was familiar with. And that person approached this gentleman and said, you're a Christian, because they could sense the presence of God. Last year, we, for our church's anniversary, our 70th anniversary is coming up in June, June the 12th. We've got our National Home Missions Director that is coming in to preach for us that anniversary weekend. Last year, we decided to take on a project, and we took on a project in Mexico. And I was shown pictures, and the church had no roof. And I said, wow, that church needs a roof. And they sent me pictures and said, actually, Pastor, church needs a bathroom. And it's like, oh. And so I asked them, well, how much to do the bathroom? And they said about $3,000. Said, how much to do the roof? And said about $5,000. And we raised $9,000. It took a great deal of effort and time to get that money down there because of travel restrictions and things like that. And there were some expenses involved. But by the end of the year, they had a new bathroom and they had a new roof. And this was the testimony that came out of that. We got word from the church that the church was growing in the community now because people had seen what had gone on. They had been drawn to the church, and people came up to them and said, this church is so different. Said, you can feel the presence of God even in the restroom. We've got a family that attends our church, and they were driving down the street, and God spoke to them and said, that's the church that I want you to go to. You see, there are a lot of churches that are built on programs. I'm just going to leave it there. But the church of Jesus Christ is actually built on his presence. See, if you sent me to heaven, but Jesus was vacant in heaven, I wouldn't want to be there. I don't care who else is there. I don't want to be there if Jesus isn't there. And when we come to church, it's the presence of God that makes all of the difference. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, there is a discussion about the gifts and the application of the gifts and what they're for and all of that. But listen to what it says. It says here in verse number 22, therefore tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place and all speak with tongues, and there come in those who are uninformed or unbelievers, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if all prophesy and an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all, he is convicted by all, and thus the secrets of his heart are revealed, and so falling down on his face, he will worship and report that God is truly among you. So Cyrus is going to have people that he's conquered, and they are going to come and they are going to say to Cyrus, surely God is in you. That's amazing. I want to be a husband where the presence of God is known in my life. I want to be I want Merit Assembly of God to be a church where the presence of God is known. And they go on and they say, and there is no other God. In Nebuchadnezzar, in the book of Daniel, in chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar is about to wipe out all of the wise men because he had a dream. He wanted them to tell him what the dream was and then tell him what the interpretation was. So they show up at Daniel's house to arrest him. And Daniel says, well, what's this all about? He hadn't heard about it. He wasn't part of the group that was saying, hey, nobody's ever asked anyone to do anything like this before. It's unreasonable. And Nebuchadnezzar said, look, you're just stalling. I'm going to kill y'all. If you're not going to provide me with the service that I need, then you're unnecessary. Goodbye. You know, that's the power of a king back in those days. And so they show up at Daniel's house, and he says, what's the matter? And the person explains it to him. Daniel goes in and says, give me 24 hours. Give me 24 hours. And I will come back to you. I will tell you what your dream was. I will tell you what the interpretation is. And he did. And Nebuchadnezzar says, there is no other God like this who can reveal secrets. Things that shouldn't be known that are known. In Daniel chapter 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they refuse to bow the knee. They get thrown into the fire, and Nebuchadnezzar, after having them removed from the fire, and they didn't even smell like smoke, said, there is no other God like this who can deliver people from the fire, deliver them out of the king's hand. Frustrated the plans of the king. There is no other God like Jesus. Lots of religions, lots of philosophies, lots of lifestyles, but no other God like Jesus. There have been people who, you know, lived some pretty good lives, impacted a few people's lives, but nobody like Jesus. You know, I had an interesting thought that hit me after Easter. And it was like this. I wonder how Jesus would summarize Passion Week. You know, from from the triumphal entry into the resurrection. I wonder what he would highlight, you know, because a lot of people get caught up in the massiveness, the numbers. And listen, numbers are important. If you've got three kids and you go away and you come back and you only got two kids, numbers are important. I want you to understand, numbers are important. But so I said, I wonder how Jesus would summarize his week. And so I sat down and I wrote out a summary. You know, if Jesus had a diary, what would his diary look like that week? And, you know, I think sometimes we forget that the perspective of Jesus is a lot different than ours. Moses said, God, if you send us into the promised land, but you're not going, we're not going either. If your presence doesn't go, we're not going. In the battle of the wives that Jacob had between Rachel and Leah, Rachel was the one that was loved. Leah was the one who was passionate about Jacob. Rachel said, give me children lest I die. She said that because she was jealous, because all of a sudden, for the first time in her life, there was something Leah was able to do that Rachel hadn't. Leah was having children. And Rachel said, you know, give me what your son brought back. And Leah said, you can have that. I just want my husband. And I will tell you, presence is better than programs. Go back and look at it. You'll see what I'm talking about. Genesis chapters 28, 29, 30 in there. Church, there is no substitute. There's no preacher that can be a substitute for the presence of God. There's no program that can be a substitute for the presence of God. What we need is the presence of God, because it is our mark of distinction. Where unbelievers, people who do not know Jesus yet, look and say, there's something different about you. It's the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in your life. God bless you. You have a wonderful Wednesday. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio program. Hopefully, we'll see you Sunday for Mother's Day. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Your love has captured me. Your grace has set me free. Your love, the air I breathe. Be glorified. Has captured me. Your grace has set me free. Your life, the air I breathe. Be glorified in me. You set my feet to dancing. You set my heart on fire. In the presence of a thousand kings, you are my